This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You wake up at noon one day because you partied the night before. And you wake up to a text from your boy. He says, "Dude, where are you?" And he's like, "What? What do you mean, where am I? I'm like, what? And that text was sent 30 minutes ago. "Dude, where are you?" And you're like, "Well, I'm at home. What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Dude, the draft has been going for 30 minutes. We said Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Why would you pick that time? You know Kelsey's birthday party was the night before." And it's like, "I didn't expect to get that drunk. But I did. I fucking got so drunk. And now it's noon. The draft's been going. Who did I get? Dude, there's been 4 rounds already. There's been 3 rounds already." In 30 minutes? 30 minutes. Been 3 rounds.
Yeah.
There's been 3 rounds already. You drafted Young Hoku with your first overall pick. No.
What pre-rankings were you doing?
Dude, you drafted,
that's on you. You went in there and you were messing around before.
You used the Koo family league preset rankings for his family's league.
Because it turns out you sleep set your queue.
Oh, no.
And in your queue, you said, "I'm setting my queue," but you actually set your coup.
When you were sleepwalking?
Yeah. You Mike Birbiglia, your fantasy draft, sleep draft with me.
So you got up out of bed, eyes closed, wandered over to the computer, typed in your password, got up, like, yeah, got onto your Yahoo. And
said, "Let me set my cue." But you set your coup. And you picked Young Hoku with your first pick. And you had first overall pick. You could have got Jay Jettis.
Your second pick, because you were trying to set your rankings, you drafted defensive lineman Sheldon Rankin. Yeah. And your league doesn't have a defensive player slot.
Why was he even on that list?
I don't know why it shouldn't be eligible.
And then with your third pick, you had it set on auto, and you got old Otto Graham.
Yeah, quarterback.
Long dead Otto Graham.
Was that number 00 on the Raiders? Yeah. In the 70s, in the 60s? And you did all of this. Because it's draft day.
Because it's draft day.
It's draft day.
It's fantasy football draft day, y'all. And we got our league set. And in true the boys fashion, they have not joined the league.
Nah, we've got
disrespectful.
Two holdouts.
They will be at the... We're doing a live draft tonight. So whenever you're listening to this, which you'll be listening to it tomorrow... Tomorrow from when it's draft day. Picture this.
We also are drafting right on the international dateline. We're going to have our draft out in international waters, so it's very confusing what day it is.
It's every day and no day at the same time. It's who day? Cincinnati Bengals. Now, we're very excited for this league. We got three of you listeners joining us in this league.
We were looking for two, and there's too many awesome submissions. We had to take three.
And Kevin,
graciously,
he decided to bow out because he feels like he was on his draft board. He had Young Hoku going number one.
He got pissed off.
He got pissed off. Yeah, that story was real. That was about Kevin. That story was about Kevin. So he's not gonna do it. He's not gonna join us this time. But we got three listeners. Who are those listeners?
Those listeners are. We've got Jacob Stone.
Woo!
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
We've yeah. got Jamal Newman.
Woo!
Friend of the pod.
And we got Stephen Shaw.
Woo!
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
But yeah, everyone's, we had a lot of submissions. They were all really great, like really funny, good picture this stories. There's one like runner up that I gotta just
honorable mention.
An honorable mention that I gotta bring up because his story made me laugh super hard. I'll just sort of skim through it, but picture this. You wake up late for school, but that's okay because it's not a normal school day. It's Eagles Milk Rally Day. you wear your Corey Simon Philadelphia Eagles jersey. For a month straight, you've been drinking nothing but whole milk because the school district put on a contest. Whichever school drank the most milk would win an Eagles pep rally where cornerback Sheldon Brown would come out and talk to the school. You don't know why, but everyone at school really bought into the contest and started drinking tons of milk.
Is it more points for whole milk?
Yeah, I guess
it's so. Like the not just the liquid ounces; it's the percent of
yeah,
milk.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, if you do 2%, yeah, that's that counts against you.
Whole school so, on yeah, keto.
Yeah, Sheldon Brown. They win. Sheldon Brown comes
Whoa.
Out. He tells us we did a good job drinking milk.
Every kid's dream.
And I guess like the school is so excited. The very first question somebody asked was what it felt like when he hit Reggie Bush in that one playoff game.
Wow.
Hated it.
And he said felt pretty damn good, and the whole school went absolutely insane. And then I guess to seal the deal that day, he drank a ton of milk and got sick on the way home from school.
Sheldon Brown or our listener?
our listener, James Stumpo.
Thank you, I wanted James.
To shout that one out because it made me laugh really hard.
Shout out, James. That's a great story. Sheldon Brown came to talk to the school because they drank so much milk. Wow.
Eagles Milk Day.
Schools can rally behind some dumb shit sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For as difficult as students are, there is like a mob mentality. You could really go nuts. It's like my high school had a canned food drive. And every year it was about like breaking the record. And we weren't like a huge school or anything, but it was about like breaking the record for biggest canned food drive by a high school. And if it was your senior year and you were the one that didn't keep breaking the record, it was a fucking embarrassment. So it was divided by each class to see how many each class could get. So the other big thing was like if the freshmen beat the sophomores, that was like huge news.
Yeah.
But it would be literally at the end they'd put it all in the gym, and it would, I want to say when I was there, it was like 70,000 cans every year. Like it was crazy. Because like that was just the thing that people rallied around. People got
what
into.
If like you found out that there was no competition, and the school would say to you just every couple of years just to like inspire you a little bit. It's like, you guys lost.
Oh, there, yeah. There was no real tabulating.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There was nothing we could do. You guys
lost.
Welcome back to another episode of Foosballs. Our draft will be, as we have already said enough, it'll be tonight. After you listen to this, we'll be on the Patreon. It'll just be on the Patreon, or will it be?
I think we're going to record it and then post it the next morning is I think how we're going to do it.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Well, then you can watch it after the fact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It'll be Patreon exclusive, patreon.com/theflagrantones.
I will be on fumes at that point. Greg and I will have a draft right before that. This will be my sixth and final fantasy football draft.
Yeah.
And
we are doing it right under the wire. Last minute.
I'm in four.
Four?
I'm in four this year.
Yeah, I'm in three.
I got one tonight, and I got the one that we're doing.
Who did you end up, what did you end up doing with your keepers on that?
Okay, so this team is rough.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, we can go through this team right
Ryan
now.
Ryan advised you to keep no one, right?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed or something.
Ah,
I don't know how I went.
Keep,
but
like,
so who'd you keep?
Keep Tony Pollard.
That's okay. Good, though.
Yeah, that was the right
there's RB1 upside there.
Yeah. So I kept Tony Pollard, and then I was able to grab Gibbs from the Lions.
Great.
With that's that first pick, because I had just missed Bijan. The dude that picked before me that picked one.
Whatever.
Picked Bijan overall.
Is it PPR?
It is not.
Ah, okay. Mm. Then that is a still different. Still glad to have
Is he going to be more of a pass catcher, you think?
I think he's going to catch a lot
Gibbs?
Of passes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be Alvin Kamara. Kamara.
Kamara.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But what I did like that I did, I got Najee Why is everybody so down on Najee Harris?
Because when you watch the Steelers games, it really seems like Jaylen Warren might just be better.
His like yards per carry is not great. And but
yeah, but the it also feels like they're sticking with Najee as this like bell cow running back just because they drafted him in the first round. And if they keep doing that stubbornly, then he'll probably put up good fantasy numbers.
Yeah.
I just feel like
6-8 touchdowns.
If there might be a point where push comes to shove and they at least make it like more of a committee. I don't know. Maybe Najee is like a post-hype sleeper now where it's like all the luster is worn off and he's falling down. And so maybe it works out. But I Ryan knows I'm so anti using a high draft pick on a running back.
I hate it.
I really, really am anti it. And so I was
in real life.
In real life. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not fantasy.
In the official NFL draft.
And like I was saying with Bijan, great fantasy player. I think terrible real life pick. Just because that's like, I would rather build a line out. You can put any old running back behind a great offensive line.
You can get Peter Skoronski.
Yeah. And so. So when we took Najee, I think Najee's a great player, or I thought better of him then than I do now. But it's tough. It's a tough way to build an offense when you use that top pick on a running back.
It just, I don't like leagues that aren't PPR.
Nah, man, it's not as fun. I want points. Yeah. Let's score points.
Score a point. I don't want the, like, I don't like.
I like a full PPR to me. Like, I lost a game last year where the final play of the week that the guy beat me on was a -2 yard reception.
I feel like that. Like,
so like he gained 0.8 points for a -2 yard. Like that drives me crazy. I used to do leagues where the extra point thing wasn't PPR. It was a 5-point bonus if you hit 100 yards rushing or receiving or 300 yards passing, which would made it. Mm. It's probably not like. Maybe it's the same thing you're saying with PPR, which it's not fair, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It was very fun to be like, when you're sitting on 96 yards, be like, if he gets a touchdown right here, that's like fucking 12 points.
Yeah. Did we talk about my league that there was a big hoopla about getting rid of kickers?
Getting rid of kickers?
Yeah. It was a big debate. I fought to keep our kickers.
Pro kicker.
Yeah.
I would be pro kicker too, I think.
Yeah, it's like why are we getting
I like it.
Yeah, like I was saying, there's been games I've watched. It's Monday Night Football. I'm down in the waning seconds, down 3, and my kicker lines up to kick a game winning field goal that will also win me my fantasy game. Why would we want to get rid of that?
Yeah.
It's fun. I haven't done this in years and years and years, but I used to really like leagues having an IDP.
Individual defensive player.
Yeah.
Because it was the strategy of, do you take Patrick Willis and know you're going to get 11 solo tackles and nothing else?
Well, hey.
Or do you take the guy who's going to get maybe sacks or the guy who's going to, or like Ed Reed and hope you get the, it was like, do you want to play it safe with the middle linebacker getting tackles or do you want to go for sacks, fumbles, interceptions?
You have a big, big year. You know, we can make our own rules for our league.
I think. Everybody has to kiss their mom and take a picture of it and send it to us.
And we could do individual defensive players.
Yeah, those are the two wrinkles.
Yeah, we can do that.
Should we have a last place punishment for our league?
Because there's 3 people in it who we don't have access to
punish them.
Punish them physically. I think we just don't.
What about this? I'm going to put this out there for Sean and Hayes. Carl Ryan and I combined winning percentage versus Sean and Hayes combined winning percentage. And if ours is higher, we get to take over their podcast for an episode. If theirs is higher, they have to come guest on our podcast.
And then everyone else, you know,
has to start a podcast.
You can hang out.
Yeah, you have to start a podcast.
You have to start a podcast. You got to do at least 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Who else we got here? Okay, so.
All right, so you kept Pollard.
Kept Pollard, took Gibbs number 1.
Love it.
Got Najee. Got Devontae Smith.
Old school draft, a lot of running backs earlier.
Yeah, because I didn't take Najee. I took Devontae Smith
after
I took.
Love it.
After I took Gibbs. And I took Najee after that because he was still available.
I love it.
I took Devontae Smith. They're down on him.
Who, Devontae Smith?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think he could be foolish. Like that, even though he's not the number one wideout, like a Jaylen Waddle type. Here's a great point.
I bet he has more catches than A.J. Brown.
Did you know that?
Which doesn't do you any good. No.
I forget which podcast. Maybe they might have been talking about this on the Ringer Fantasy Pod, which is a good fantasy advice podcast, in my opinion. That the Eagles threw, threw the ball like five times in the fourth quarter. Like they were in.
They were never losing.
They were dominating so many games last year that they're. The amount of times that Hurts threw the ball in the fourth quarter was lower than other quarterbacks who played like three. Like Baker Mayfield, literally Baker Mayfield threw more fourth quarter passes in that one game where the Rams could. Because
the largest fourth quarter deficit was in the Super Bowl when we went up eight.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to be bad this year. I think just by law of averages, their games will be closer. There'll be more games than I think they're going to throw the ball a lot more this year, and I think it's going to be a boon for all those pass catchers. Did they add any pass catchers there? I mean, I guess Swift, but there's not like a new. It's not like they drafted
new.
Yeah.
No.
So it's Goddard and Brown. I think like right now, if you had to take Stephon Diggs or AJ Brown, who you taking?
Stephon Diggs or A.J. Brown?
Yeah,
A.J. Brown.
Diggs. You taking A.J. Brown?
I'll take A.J. Brown.
I would have been with you a week ago, but the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I'd rather have
I think right now, like with Stephon Diggs, we're walking on, you know that in The Dark Knight Rises where they make the people like run across the ice?
Heinz Ward? Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. There's also that. But they like run across the ice and it's sort of like thin ice. I think that's where we're at with Stephon Diggs. At any moment now, that thing's just going to blow up. He's going to go crazy. He's going to storm out of the locker room, demand
to be
traded.
He seems like he doesn't want to be there. Right?
Yeah, he's pissed off.
Interesting
yeah.
take. All right. That's good. Because I missed him by one. I was like, God damn it. I didn't think about that.
I think AJ Brown is a safer pick.
Gabe Brown?
AJ Brown.
Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
Gabe Davis. Who is Gabe Brown? That's a friend of mine.
friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Newest friend of the pod.
Gabe Davis was low in a lot of leagues, and that made me go like, why is nobody taking him? Like, he was low. So good last year.
Yeah.
Well, he had that game in the playoffs where he had like four fucking touchdowns, and I think everyone was too high on him going into last year. So
a little bit, yeah.
He had a decent season, but people were expecting this huge breakout.
They thought
and
he was
going to
be, they thought he was going to be kind of what, I guess, like one of the best number twos in the game, like a Jaylen Waddle or.
Yeah, and it didn't happen. But now it's swung too far the other way, I think, to keep using the term post-hype sleeper. But
yeah, no, I haven't gotten Gabe Davis in any of my drafts, but he's somebody that I was circling.
He was there late. We did one a couple days ago, and he was there late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's also only a 10-person league.
Yeah.
So we had like a lot of good picks late.
That draft was wild.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts went number one.
Yeah.
What?
Brian Guest took Jalen Hurts number one.
Fucking
yes. So
I think he was in the draft that I did. He didn't pull any shit.
That league's a fun house, though. It is.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely nonsense. There's already a big controversy that I'm a part of today.
Your trade? You talk about that.
Yeah, my.
Tell me about it.
So I
love a trade that happens between the draft and week one. That's crazy.
So because of the news today with Travis Kelce, I'm in three leagues now, I think, on Yahoo.
Yahoo.
And I have Travis Kelce in one, and I have David Njoku in another. And so I...
Opposite ends of the tight end spectrum.
Truly. So I go check my rosters, and I get this trade request. And I've already heard the Travis Kelce news, and I see David Njoku for Travis Kelce. And my thought process, like I don't read it quick enough. And my thought process is, oh, here's somebody panicking, thinking that they're going to lose.
They
want to
give you Kelce?
Thinking that they're panicking. They know I'm a Chiefs fan, that they can get something for Kelce. So they throw me Kelce for Njoku. So I just like, yes, accept.
Yeah.
And then I take a second and I read it again. And I had just given up Travis Kelce.
Oh, because David you were Njoku. Thinking the wrong league.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And so I immediately got onto the text where I'd be like, hey, man, you gotta, we gotta cancel that. And
are they not gonna
I wouldn't have even.
Who is that with? Who did you trade make that trade with?
Brian Guest.
Oh.
So he gets Jalen Hurts. Is this on me?
I would, if I were you, I'll be honest, I wouldn't have even admitted that I was confused with another league. I would have just said I hit the button by accident.
Yeah.
I would have, like, but I think... So what are they going to do? Are they going to flip it?
I think we're going to flip. I mean, we got to. Like, that's right.
I hope so.
Because now,
yeah, for me, I do.
Because now, then it's like, it's almost like Brian's team has one first round pick because he uses actual one on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's like he has
but hold
two.
On, let's
but
not
no,
shoot
he...
on Brian too much right now. Let's, we can.
Oh, yeah. Well, while you need him.
I still want that trade to get turned around.
Wow. This year, okay, so I'm fine. I'm at week 15.
What a bold proposal to try and get the Chiefs fan to give up Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I, yeah.
But it worked. All right.
I just deny every trade. Keep in mind, I'm not going to trade nobody nothing. I don't make trades.
You don't trust it, huh?
We made a trade last year.
We did, but that was when I was I already out of the playoffs tanking? At that point? Was I tanking?
We were both in bad shape.
Yeah. And I think your trade, I think both of those trades actually did help both of our teams.
For sure. Like, yeah.
But okay, so I took Juwan Johnson for my tight end. People are down on him. He's a saint. People are down on him, but I think he's going to be our guy. Like Jimmy Graham is there, but Jimmy Graham is more.
I mean,
kind of like trips.
Oh yeah,
wide
Graham's
out.
Not gonna
like.
Yeah,
I mean with tight ends, there's Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
There's this second tier of guys that could be almost as good as Kelce, and that's Mark Andrews. Darren Waller, T.J. Hockenson.
He took a huge step down last season, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but now he's in a better situation. I believe in Waller. I was big on him last year. Obviously, it was wrong.
I'm a big Waller fan, too.
And then maybe Kyle Pitts, if you just look at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like, I guess you still got, like, your Goddards and stuff, but, like, in terms of, like, if you're in a 12-team league, at least like three or four teams are going to have one of those iffy middle. And I absolutely think Juwan Johnson could be like the number 10 tight end.
Yeah.
I don't think he has the upside that some other guys have, but he could be like Pat Freiermuth. Like he could be right there.
He'll catch touchdowns in the end zone. Like when we drive the ball down the field, he'll do well.
And I don't think Derek Carr is fucking incredible or anything, but I think he's competent. He's the best quarterback in the division. I mean, we're going to talk about our NFL predictions as Carl, I think, is finishing his up right now. But I think we're all kind of high on the Saints this year because they have a competent team and a very easy schedule and a very easy division.
I'm looking at it and I'm like, damn, this is better than what I thought it was.
Yeah. somehow they're going against Johnny Manziel twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait. Oh. he came back.
Yeah,
they're playing against the
Toronto Argonauts, and they're playing Manziel on 420. So that should be an easy win.
We're playing against the Scottish Claymores.
Yeah,
I'm almost done here, but I got Juwan Johnson.
We keep getting sidetracked.
Christian Kirk. I got Christian Kirk.
I dig it.
I think they're gonna. The defenses are gonna lean towards
Ridley,
mm-hmm. and the best corners are gonna be on Ridley. And Christian Kirk will get the Eli Apples of the world.
I get it. I mean, I want a piece of that Jags offense, man. I think the Jags are the fun team to root for this year, too. And I think it would be so funny if Urban Meyer flamed out, and then as soon as he left, they got really good.
Their social media guy made me mad last year. So
what did he do?
I never really hated the Jags. I liked them when Fred Taylor was the running back.
Yeah, they were
Jimmy
fun,
Smith
man.
And
Keenan McCardell.
Even into the, like, David Garrard era.
Yeah, Byron Leftwich, like, I like those teams. Their social media guy was like real cocky last year after they beat the Chargers. Like he posted a picture of like a burnt up iPhone charger.
Oh, because that crazy comeback in the playoffs. Yeah.
That was terrible.
Holy shit. Can we talk real quick about the social media person from whatever college beat Kent State this week?
No, what happened?
What happened?
I forget who it even was, but Kent State got their ass kicked by someone, and the social media person from the team that won posted somebody called the National Guard.
Oh, like the Kent State shootings?
Yeah. And, like, immediately got taken down, and I'm sure they got fired.
That's funny.
But that's tough.
Yeah, that's a student.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like they're in the playoffs now.
I was like, yeah, they got fired, but I also feel like they just took that job just to make that joke and get fired.
Yeah, they were.
Like, there was a legendary.
They were ready for it.
Ohio University has never been much for football on a like nationally competitive level. They're often competitive within the MAC. Shout out to Northern Illinois, Chef Kev.
Hell yeah.
but we, I think it was right after I left school, we played Ohio State in Columbus. And like one of, we were like one of their early cake games.
Yeah.
And it's great. You can look this up. Our mascot is Brutus, or is a bobcat named Rufus. And Brutus the Buckeye is Ohio State's. It really felt like Rufus was like a nod to Brutus. But during the game on national TV, our mascot beats the shit out of Brutus the Buckeye. And of course, the guy got fired and everything. But it turned out he didn't even go to OU. He was just a guy from nearby. There was like a trade college in Nelsonville. I can't even remember what it's called, Hawking or something. And he went there, and he just hated Ohio State. So he went through the whole process of training. And it's hard to become a mascot. Like, you got to be like a gymnast and shit.
Like
and
Travis Bickle.
Yeah, you really did. He taxi drivered his way. Or it's like Nightcrawler. Yeah. Into getting this job just so that he could go on TV and beat up
Weird
Brutus
dedication.
The Buckeye. And he's kind of a fucking legend. I honestly respect
I think
it.
I feel like I've seen this before.
It was a big thing. It made news. Yeah, it was great. And it turned out he didn't even go. It was like all a fraud. It was great.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go. Conference championship. All right. I'm going to pick these guys. I mean, this is what happens. Okay. So now what do I do? Do I
pick the last one.
So I submit to pool.
Email me the link.
Copy the link, the URL. And
where is that? Where do I do that at?
This is thrilling radio.
Oh,
keep
up here?
This in.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep this in, Kevin. Show them behind the curtain.
Yeah. Yeah. This is fun. This is it.
While Ryan's tabulating that, and we're on the subject of college, should we do our quick college football roundup from the
college football roundup?
There's really just two big things to talk about.
Well, we got to talk about a couple big things.
Yeah.
81-7.
Oh, yeah.
Was that?
Which one was that?
Oregon?
That was Oregon.
Oregon football.
Was it 81? Jesus Christ. That's Madden. That's like Madden on easy shit.
Yeah.
Portland State. Right. Oregon versus Portland State. Who did Oregon have playing? They had the math team playing out there.
Yeah.
Like Portland State. Yeah. I mean, I know they're not great in football, but damn, 81.
I'll be honest. I didn't even know if I would have guessed they had a football team. I know that Portland and Portland State are D1 basketball, but I would have been like, they're probably like Gonzaga where they don't even have a football
team. Yeah, they can't have a football team. That is a whipping.
Well, I think I mentioned this. The very first college game I ever went to as a kid was 70-7, OSU over Rice.
Man.
It's tough, man. I guess it's fun.
To sit out there, like, is it, when it's late August, early September, like the sun just
hot.
Beating down on you watching that. Yeah, that's exhausting.
Yeah. Notre Dame beat Navy 42-3.
And that was after Notre Dame flew back from their game in like fucking Ireland, right?
Yeah.
What?
Didn't they?
They played a game in Ireland.
Oh, maybe that was the game. Maybe that was the Irish game.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Oklahoma beat Arkansas State 73-0.
I saw that. The Arkansas State coach was kind of like crying on his on the sideline and the players are comforting.
He had a quote that was like so dumb that you couldn't like tell.
What did he say?
He was like, you gotta play the game to win, but if you're not trying to win, you're not playing the game. Or something. It's like, what?
Some
does that
real
mean?
Circular nonsense.
I'm like, you're trying to be cool out here. A lot of big upsets. I would say the biggest upset for me was, because I'm a fan of the team, Florida State beating LSU. We were higher in the rankings. We were 5. They were 8.
That's the only one game I watched this weekend.
That was tough. I didn't think that. The first half started off like, oh, like
it's been a minute since Florida State's been that good. Too,
yeah.
Since Jameis Winston, basically.
Washington beat the shit out of Boise State. USC beat Nevada 66-14.
Caleb Williams is
a fantastic quarterback.
Dude's good.
Ohio State only put up 23 points on Indiana. Do you think they?
Well, Marvin Harrison went down, but I think he's going to be okay.
Okay,
he's such a stud. I think they're fine. I would love it if.
What are they ranked?
OSU, they got
they're 5.
Top 10, yeah.
They're 5.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But the story of the week. Coach Prime and then Buffaloes out of Colorado.
Cool shit.
Can we talk about this for a second?
I feel like I'm getting whiplash going back and forth on Deion Sanders, where like at first I was like, oh, hell yeah. And then there was like sometimes he'd give interviews. And like when he first took over at Colorado, I'm like, oh, maybe he's just crazy. And now I'm like fully back on board, baby. His pregame speech.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sick. Yeah. His like post. Have you seen the things about how there's no captains?
Yeah,
dog. So they don't have C on their jerseys. Yeah. They have L or D because they're either leaders or dogs. And I think like Shadur, like his son is an L and Travis Hunter is a dog.
He's a dog.
Yeah. Travis Hunter, holy shit, man.
That's pretty wild.
So I think what's going to be fun about him this season, everybody's like, how are they going to sustain? Like, how's he going to sustain this?
He can't play 100 snaps a game.
He can't play 100 snaps a game. He can do that a lot. But what they're going to do is just hide him in certain packages. There are going to be games that he's not going to play corner.
Mm. Yeah.
If they're playing against a team where they're like, this offense is not high powered, we don't need you. Yeah. Once they get to like SC, like he's gonna play corner.
You're playing 100. Now you're back to 100.
You're playing Oregon. You're gonna play corner.
Yeah, TCU was like an outlier to start with a tough game, but now they're probably gonna be playing like Northern Colorado and fucking New Mexico State for a couple weeks and he can chill.
They got Nebraska this week. Nebraska is 2.5 favorites in this.
Yes. Because I know they were like 20-point dogs to TCU, but even after that win, they're still
dogs. They're two-point dogs.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking load. I mean, gambling's illegal, so I'm not going to do a damn thing. But I'm going to fucking load up on Colorado.
Like, and then Nebraska also played a terrible game first week. They played Minnesota.
They lost, right?
They lost to Minnesota 10-13. Like, they couldn't get nothing going on offense. And Minnesota's not that good of a team. Matt Rhule is the coach there now.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
The thing about Sanders, too, is like about the son, is like imagine you go out, throw 500 yards, 4 TDs, no picks, and you're not even the leading Heisman candidate from your game.
From your game. Yeah. Is that crazy?
He's going to fucking carve Nebraska, man.
Yeah, he's so good. That dude, here's the thing about Shadur Sanders. Caleb Williams, I think, is the best quarterback in college football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Until Shadur Sanders showed what he could do this weekend. It's a hot take.
So you think Shadur is better than
Caleb
Williams?
I think Shadur is a better quarterback. I think Caleb Williams is a better athlete. Caleb Williams is an insane athlete.
Yeah.
He makes great decisions. He deserved the Heisman. He's right there. They're neck and neck.
He looks a lot like Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah, which I don't like. It bothers me.
You know he's going to get drafted by the Raiders.
Yeah.
If that guy ends up in the AFC, I'm going to flip out.
Oh, yeah, they're tanking. The Raiders are tanking. Yeah. They're tanking for Caleb.
You don't get Jimmy G if you're tanking.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are tanking.
Oh, yeah.
I do think Jimmy G is going to get exposed this year.
The Raiders are locking out one of their top free agent acquisitions out of the gym.
Couldn't even go to workout.
Who?
You didn't see this? Chandler Jones.
Couldn't get in the gym.
He's texting, I think, the GM and Josh McDaniels being like, hey, let me in. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah. I wonder what that's about. Did his code just not work or something? Or did they literally like cancel his code?
The Raiders are just
something,
there's something
going on there. There's probably some
shit show of an organization. Yeah. That's really like built on an ancient burial ground level curse.
Yeah. I hate to say teams are cursed, as you know, being a Clipper fan, but yeah.
No, but it's not cursed. It's a pervasive toxicity from the Davis family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which also
stems from the haircut.
It stems from the haircut.
Also, Duke beat Clemson 28-7.
You love to see it.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, a lot of people have pointed this out online. It's so funny that Duke may be the most hateable basketball program to watch, but in football, they're like the lovable underdog.
Exactly.
And they whooped Clemson 28-7, was it not?
Yeah. 28-7.
We were just talking about how I hate Dabo Swinney last week, and it's really beautiful to see him lose. A lot of people were clowning on him. Have you ever seen his NIL comments? No.
What did he say about the NIL? I know he hates the idea of players getting paid.
Pre that, he was like, players are entitled enough. Well, he's a moron. But there's an interview clip that people were posting saying, like, this is when the moment God decided to curse Clemson, where he goes, you know, we built this program on NIL, but it's not what you're thinking. We built this program on God's name, image, and likeness.
Oof.
Or geez, like Jesus Christ's name, image, and likeness built this program.
I don't know why he hates that so much. Like, all right, bro, now how about you take a 90% pay cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how about you do this job for $45,000 a year? This dude's getting paid like $7 million a year or some shit.
Yeah.
Big piece of shit.
Sweetie. Yeah, come on, man.
I think I saw, though, that Clemson is still ranked higher than Duke.
They are, yeah. 21 and 20.
I like that always. I feel like that happens.
That sometimes does happen, but
No, not anymore. Duke is 21, Clemson is 25.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. Yeah. All right, good.
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 It does feel like some of the big programs are maybe down. It could get interesting this year.
Colorado's sitting at 22 just from that win.
I would put them a little higher. I mean, TCU's a hell of a team.
Yeah.
As a Michigan fan, I know.
Everybody, all the haters were saying, that's TCU got blown out in the national championship game. They made the national championship game.
And it was fucking Georgia's like one of the best teams. Yeah. Literally the whole Eagles defense was on Georgia last year.
People are haters. People are awful. And the comment sections are awful. Speaking of which, shout out to the Baltimore Ravens for having a completely all black quarterback room. Three black quarterbacks, two black coaches.
Who are the coaches?
I am the official quarterback podcast of the Baltimore Ravens. What happened?
Who are their two quarterback coaches?
Black throwing guy number one and black throwing guy number two.
Throwing guy. And now why was that a speaking of comment section, Scott?
Because that comment section was extremely racist to me. I was just like, damn, man, these people, I know that a lot of them are trying to get jokes off, but it's just like, wow, people are awful. Like, people are really fucking awful.
Your jokes aren't funny. They're just racist.
Yeah, they're not funny. It's not even funny jokes.
What site were you looking at the comments on?
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. As much as I like using Yahoo for fantasy,
mm-hmm.
I find that the actual news, like Yahoo comment sections, are the biggest cesspool. Do you remember I used to say this to you and James? I feel like where it'd be like I would read the article and try and guess in which way the first comment would be offensive.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd surprise me. Like I remember there was one about a guy for the Yankees who had done something and he was Latin American.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it's going to be something racist about that. And the first comment was like, and they'll probably fucking re-sign him because our fucking GM is Jewish. And I was like, whoa, I didn't even see that shit go. Like, they're full of surprises in there. I was like, holy shit.
Dude.
What a curveball.
Oh, curveball.
I got to tell you. Okay, so I told you about Najee Gibbs. I got Carlson from the Raiders as the kicker because I think Raiders are not going to score this year.
Yeah. And, yeah. You want those guys that'll get you into field goal range, but get the red zone, but never be able to finish the job.
I also, now here's somewhere I did some wild shit because this league is tough. Chargers are my defense. And the Chargers have a good, like, is Khalil Mack still there?
Yeah.
And Bosa?
Bosa's there.
And Derwin James?
They're all there.
And Tranquil? Tranquil's gone. Tranquil's gone.
He's a chief.
Yeah. Okay.
Hell yeah.
So, why are people down on the Chargers defense? Everybody questioned me. It was like
they didn't add anything, and they weren't great last year. They're especially really bad against the run. I think the big question will be if J.C. Jackson comes back and plays well. If he comes back and the pass rush is good, they should be able to get some stats.
Yeah.
And also, my hot take is Joey Bosa and Derwin James, a bit overrated.
Oh, wow. That's hot. That's a hot take. That's a steaming hot take. Now, the Bosa guys were in the comments of the black quarterback.
Yeah.
So I will say that. But Derwin James is fucking good.
They were sending it sent from Nancy Pelosi's office where they had just broken into.
Yeah.
Derwin's good, but he's got some lapses in coverage. That's the big thing on him. But he's a hard hitter and also good against the run.
Fantasy defense, you're probably going to be changing several times throughout the year. Unless you have like the Eagles or the Niners, or I don't even know who else. Like, you're not holding on to your defense through a bye week. I'm big on the Ravens defense because they have a really easy, like, three of their first four games are against, like, the Texans and a couple other easy teams. I'd have to look at it. But, like,
the defensive rankings on both Yahoo and ESPN seem all over the place. The defenses I'm high on are the Eagles, and maybe it's just because of schedule, but I like the Eagles. I like the Jets, the 49ers, and the actually, I'm not even all that hot on the 49ers. I'm not hot on the 49ers.
I'm not hot
on
the 49ers at all. I was like, even you saying it, I know that their defensive line is really dope.
Yeah.
But I'm not hot on the 49ers.
I mean, and their best player isn't, I don't think he's playing this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
If both, All right. So here's the thing with drafting Baltimore at the end. You catch Houston week one, then you go at Cincinnati, which you're probably, unless Burrow's out, you're probably not going to roll him. But then you get Indy week three. So two of the first 3 weeks, you catch CJ Stroud and Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
I think that's a good setup.
Now, can we talk about Indy for a second? Because I did some wild shit. Because this is not a PPR league, because it's a running league.
Yeah.
I took Anthony Richardson late.
I don't
love it.
And he's a backup. My starter is Tua. I waited too long to get a quarterback, and Tua was the best available.
No.
You know what? Tua has big game. He has 35-point week potential, and he's not going to do it every week. But remember the fucking Ravens-Dolphins game last year? Good Lord.
If they can just keep his brain from turning into spaghetti.
Keep his brain from touching his skull or whatever it is. I don't know the science of it.
Well, he worked on what did he do in the offseason to learn how to fall? He took like...
Was he like a stuntman?
Something stunt like class. He learned like
Lynn sort of, Swan took ballet, and now quarterbacks have to become stuntmen.
Somebody was saying it's like, oh, he doesn't get tackled right. Like when he falls, he lets his head hit the ground, and so he took some like MMA class to learn how to
smart. Smart.
I'm sure there is some science to that, and that I know that is real. But it's also very audacious to go up to a guy who's getting fucking lit up by the craziest, strongest, fastest linebacker in the world and be like, you didn't do that right.
Yeah, sounds like some asshole coach is like, you know what your problem is, right? You're not falling right.
Yeah. I'm going to hit you with my golf cart.
Dumbass.
Now, here's another thing that I did. I took their running back, Evan Hull.
The Colts?
The Colts, because Jonathan Taylor is on the pup list.
Where's Deion Jackson? Is he still?
He's there.
He's there,
but they think it's Hull.
So I'm like, he might have some breakout games with him and Anthony Richardson.
Or it's just those like fucking garbage time receptions from Richardson, you know, like checkdowns.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, Richardson might be a gun. I'm really high on Richardson real life, long term.
Me too.
But I don't think it's going to click right away, but I think I love him, man.
I think he was so exciting to watch last year. The big question was like, can he throw 63% of his passes?
I think he has a good arm.
Nobody's
got an awesome.
He will,
yeah, he's got an awesome arm.
Like, and apparently, Florida stinks without him now.
And apparently, he's been good in camp. He's looked really good. They sat him for one of the preseason games, which I think is not smart. This dude needs reps. Get him out there.
I do feel like I watched all those like Ben Solak breakdowns of the quarterbacks of Stroud, and it made me high on all of them. Like, that's the effect, is like you see the highlights and the lowlights, but you still just think about those highlights. But it made me highest on Richardson.
Yeah.
And think that his floor was also higher than people thought. I also think Stroud is going to be really fine.
That team just sucks.
So wait, Ryan, have you assembled these predictions for us?
Yeah. Do you want to?
Should we dive into that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do our.
Let's talk some season predictions.
Yeah. Let's. Yeah. We've all got. Right. We've picked every single game for the upcoming season. Do we want to just go? How do we want to? We want to start with our playoff picks.
Let's start with the AFC top seven seeds.
I'll go first. So I have as the number one seed the Kansas City Chiefs, finishing 13-4. Then we have the Bengals coming in at 12-5. The Buffalo Bills, the third seed, also 12-5. Mm-hmm. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, the fourth seed, 12-5. The fifth seed goes to the Los Angeles Chargers. I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers with the sixth seed, and Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets, with my seventh seed.
All right, so, and then I feel like that's pretty similar to mine, right? So I have the Chiefs number one, 14-3. I have the Jets 13-4 as number two seed. I don't want it to be the case.
Really?
Because I don't like Rodgers. But
yeah.
I do think they're going to have a really fucking good team, unfortunately.
I want them to be fun in the AFC East. I think I'm over Buffalo a bit.
I have Bengals 3 seed. I have Jags. I think the Jags are going to... I think the Titans will put up a fight, but I do think the Jags are going to win that division, and I think they're going to be the fun team to pull for, like we were saying. And then my wild cards, I had Buffalo, Miami, and Baltimore. I had my Steelers and the Browns both going 10-7 and missing the playoffs. I think the AFC North and AFC East, with the exception of the Patriots, are going to be very tough divisions. This is a fun way to pick. What's the website called, Ryan?
Next.playoffpredictors.com.
So you go through and do like week by week, you pick, hey, free plug for them. But it's a fun, Carl, you just did it, right? It's a weird way to pick, because I could sit there and just look in a vacuum and go, I'd pick these teams. But when you actually have to go week by week, sometimes you're like, apparently I really like the Falcons.
Yeah. I'm looking at this. My predictions are in no way coming from an expertise. Yeah. I think I was voting with my heart and not my head.
What's your AFC?
AFC?
AFC player.
I didn't even realize I did this. I got the Bengals number one going 17-0.
17-0. Okay. That might be a little crazy.
I got the Chargers at the 2 seed going 16-1.
Whoa.
I got it at 3. I get realistic. I got the Jets going 13-3. I got.
So they don't play all their games.
Wait a minute. I missed some for them.
Yeah, I think you 13-3. That's not enough.
Oh, what did I do?
Sometimes I had to go back and realize that
this one right there.
Where?
Go down.
Oh, right there. Oh, Jets Dolphins. Yeah, let's pick the Jets. So 14-3.
Wait, did anyone pick any ties? Or no, it doesn't let you pick a tie.
No,
you
does.
You can?
Okay. Yeah.
14-3.
Okay, so sorry. Bengals, Chargers, Jets.
Jets. And then at 4, I got the Jags at 12-5. That's but 6-0 in the division, which I'm like, damn, it's so hard. Like, it's so hard to be realistic with this thing. <I know. laughs> Y'all did a good job. I got the Chiefs. That's 4. The 5.
No, you're saying 5 is Chiefs.
5 is the Ravens at 13-4.
Yeah.
And the 6 is the Bills at 11-5.
Wait, where are the Chiefs, though? Because you
had 7. And 10-7.
Wow. Right.
I would change
5.
I would change a couple of those. You know what it is?
There's only going to be one co-host next week.
I think it was between the Bengals games and the Jets and the Bills. They
don't have an easy schedule.
No, the Chiefs schedule sucks. Yeah. It's hard. There's
the
trap game on Thursday.
AFC's fucking hard.
Yeah.
It's the Lions is not a... That's not cake.
I'm not.
Yeah. All right.
Bad vibes around the Chiefs.
Let's all do our NFCs now.
Yeah, hit your NFC, Ryan.
All right.
This one I did realistically.
My first seed is the Philadelphia Eagles, 13-4. And then I've got the Detroit Lions at 12-5. I've got the New Orleans Saints with the 3rd seed at 11-6. And the 49ers as the 4th seed at 10-7. My wild cards are the Green Bay Packers, also 12-5.
Damn.
I got a little feeling there. I've got the Cowboys as the sixth seed at 11-6, and the Seahawks come in as the 7th seed at 10-7.
Wow. See, now.
The Green Bay Packers, huh?
Yeah,
I have them 5-12.
I got them 4-13. Yeah.
I think Jordan Love is going to be pretty good. I think their defense is going to be solid, if not top 12. Oh, wow. And I'm just trying to think what will annoy the people of Minneapolis, Chicago, and Detroit the most. And it feels
if they
like
go
fake
right
complete,
into being good again.
Can we go back to your AFC real quick and tell me who you got last? Who got the worst records in your AFC?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I have the Colts at 3-14.
I have the Colts at 4-13 and the Broncos at 4-13.
Okay. So I got the Browns at 7-10. the Broncos at 5-12, the Patriots at 3-14.
Pick them with your heart.
And the Texans at 1-15.
Mm. What do you have the Colts at?
3-14.
Okay, so same as me, but you just have Texans worse.
You think the Patriots going to be better than that? I think they have to be.
I mean, I have them winning five games, so I'm not going crazy.
I have them 6-11. I have the Browns 8-9. Yeah.
All right, who's, and I assume, Ryan, in your NFC that your dead last is the Cardinals. Are we all going to have them?
No.
Ooh, spicy.
Well, it's tied for dead last.
With who?
The Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's fair. I have them 3-14. I have the Cardinals 0-17 because I think the Cardinals, everything they're doing seems like they're actively tanking, like trying to lose.
Yeah.
My NFC, I have the Niners number one at 14-3, which probably wouldn't have been a thing that I picked in a vacuum, but it's what happened. I have the Eagles also 14-3. I guess I chose the Niners to beat them in that game, so that would be why they have the tiebreaker. I have the Saints, so this is 3-seed, 11-6.
Hey.
I do have the Vikings edging out that division at 10-7 in the 4-seed. My 5-seed is Dallas, 10-7. My 6-seed is Detroit. See, I want to be so optimistic about the Lions, but yeah, even I couldn't put them all the way to 12-5 where Riot has them. I have them 9-8, but they're the 6-seed, and then I also have the Seahawks as my 7-seed.
Yeah.
And then,
I was shocked by the Lions, and I was trying to give them some more losses. yeah. But I came across like, oh, no, I think they're going to be pretty solid.
Who you got as your last?
The Cardinals, 0-17. But my next closest was Carolina with 3 wins.
Yeah. So,
Carl's NFC.
Now, this is realistic.
Okay. This is realistic.
Going to happen.
Saints 17-0.
No. 16-1. Eagles 16-1.
That's not crazy.
Eagles 16-1. Saints 16-1. Those Falcons always get us. They always
they get one a year.
Perfectly. They get one a year. So they're going to, I give them one a year.
Really have an easy schedule.
That's why I was looking at it. I was like, man, we could really win a lot of these games. And then I think I got us beating the Eagles, but that probably won't happen. Let me see what I pick. Hold on. I'll be more realistic here. Do we play the Eagles in the regular season?
The Saints go up against Ryan Tannehill, Bryce Young, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, Max Jones, CJ Stroud. That's their first six quarterbacks they play against.
And I feel like that's 6-0.
Then they have a tough game. They play Trevor Lawrence, but then they go Anthony Richardson, Justin Field, Kirk Cousins, Desmond Ridder, Jared Goff, Bryce Young, Daniel Jones, Matt Stafford,
we'll see.
Baker Mayfield, Desmond Ridder. So the second best quarterback they play all year is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And the third best is Matt Stafford if he's still healthy by week 16.
And all these teams,
that's fucking crazy.
I'm so happy we don't have the Cowboys on our schedule this year. Because I probably would have picked them to beat us. But I got all wins until week 18 when we play the Falcons and they spoil our perfect season.
But you're resting everyone, right?
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Then I got at the 3, I got the Bears going 11-6.
Okay, now we're talking.
Spicy.
That
I love
fun
it.
Take.
I yeah. would love it.
And I'm just looking at their division, and maybe that's my hate for the Vikings. 3-14.
Yeah.
11-6 and 3-14, two different.
that's a big gap.
Yeah, but I like the Bears. I liked them last year.
I think they could be really fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I. I don't know if Justin Fields is there as a passer. That's my big
not passing big wise, but he
can't
be caught.
He's gonna run all over them.
Yeah.
Run game. Sorry, I just looked this up. The Saints, I just ran down their schedule. I'm sorry, I can't let this go. Over under for wins is 9.5.
Yeah, I take
taking
the over.
That over. Right?
I take the over on that. I think everybody's
unless Derek Carr gets fucking gumbo poisoning.
Yeah, which is easy.
Yeah, gets bad
it's easy
poison.
To get. Yeah,
who's
if you
the
don't,
backup?
If you leave it on, if you leave it out on the stove, you don't store it right. You can get sick. You can get sick.
Who is the backup? Is Dalton still there?
No, Jameis.
It's Jameis.
It's Jameis.
And Jake Haener. And he's not going to play this year, but.
All right, I'm sorry. I interrupted your picks.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, the Bears 3.
I got the Bears 3. It's surprising. As I look back at it, I'm like, maybe that's a little bit optimistic, but I think I might have hated on the Vikings a little bit too hard, but yeah. I got them at 9-8.
I don't love the Vikings.
I hate the Vikings.
I don't love them, like, just for this season. I got Adam 9-8, and I think I was being pretty generous.
At four, I got the Seahawks at 10-7.
Yeah.
So you're down on those Niners.
And then at five, I got the Cowboys at 14-3.
Because they're behind the 16-1. They're also my five seed, but they only have 10 wins in my reality.
Yeah. The Cowboys always run, like, do really well in the regular season.
Yeah, they're a great regular season team.
And they shoot themselves in the dick.
Yeah. At the six, I got the Falcons at 11-6.
I was high on the Falcons. I got them at 8-9. I have them starting off really strong. The narrative is that they come out real hot out the gate and then start to stumble.
I love that Ryan has storylines.
Yeah, there's a lot. I have a Texan storyline.
At my seven, the last spot in the wild card, I got New York Jets at 11-6. New York Giants at 11-6.
Yeah,
I realized that was a team that I realized I was down on doing this exercise.
Same.
I have them 8-9. I like the Giants, but as it shook out, I was like, their division's fucking tough, and I don't see.
I was trying to think. It's like, what am I hanging my hat on here, other than.
Barkley gets hurt.
Thinking like the offensive line gets better, and I guess the passing game. Like, I think Brian Daboll's an amazing coach, but how much more can he do with seemingly so little?
Great question. All right, so wild card round. I have Jags defeating the Bills. That might have been me picking with my heart. Bengals defeating the Dolphins. And my spicy wild card round was I have my 7-seeded Ravens upset my 2-seeded Aaron Rodgers Jets. Carl, you want to do your wild card?
Oh, yeah.
The rest of mine was Cowboys go on the road and beat the Vikings. Because Cowboys-Vikings, I was like, boy, that's a real fucking battle of teams who seemed destined to lose in the first round, but one of them had to win.
Yeah.
Then I have Saints holding off the Lions, and I have Eagles probably trampling the Seahawks.
What's the Saturday afternoon wild card game? Is that Bills-Jags?
You mean what's the worst ratings matchup?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Bills-Jags.
Or Saints-Lions.
Saints-Lions could be too, yeah. Definitely not Jets-Ravens.
No, that's getting that.
All right, what's your wild card round?
Mine? Okay, in the AFC, I got the Baltimore Ravens beating the Jags in the wild card. I got the Jets beating the Bills. And I'm sorry, Ryan, but I got the Chargers beating the Chiefs.
This would be a brutal. Carl's reality is really brutal for Ryan.
Yeah. And then in the NFC, I got.
Ryan's fantasy is really brutal for Ryan, too. Yeah. Don't worry.
I got the Cowboys going into Seattle and beating the Seahawks. I got the Falcons going into Chicago and beating the Bears, and I got the New York Jets coming into the Big Easy and getting that ass smacked.
Giants again, though. Right?
Giants. Why I keep saying Jets?
The Jets keep sneaking into the NFC.
Giants.
Giants. Getting their ass beat by the
Rodgers. Like, this is where I'm comfortable. I want to be in the NFC. Let's just do it.
Here. Yeah. All right. Divisional round.
I got to do mine.
Sorry.
That's okay. All right. I've got the Chargers erasing the ghosts of 27-0 and beating the Jaguars.
I would love that as a first round matchup, because I feel like when teams are good but not really Super Bowl contenders, like the Jags and Chargers both, at least you can get this like rematch round in the play. Like, I remember there's a few years ago where like the Brewers and Diamondbacks kept playing in the first round of the playoffs. And it was like, you knew neither of those teams were fucking going anywhere, but there was like a weird brief rivalry.
That was the World Series. That was their championship.
I think you're down on the Chargers.
Just like when the Cavs and LeBron kept playing the Wizards in the first round.
Yeah.
You think I'm down on the Chargers?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't have them make the playoffs. So.
I think they are Super Bowl contenders.
I had them 10-7. You think they're Super Bowl contenders?
I do.
I like Herbert. I mean, we'll see.
I've got the Bills beating the Steelers.
Hey, no, I didn't even have us pretty, making the playoffs.
Pretty right. And I've got the Bengals beating the Jets. And then on the NFC, I have the Packers going on the road and beating the 49ers.
Wow.
I've got the Cowboys upsetting the New Orleans Saints in the wild card. And then I have the Lions beating the Seattle Seahawks.
God, that'd be so fun. Lions-Seahawks would be really fun in the playoffs.
That's the Saturday game, for sure.
Yeah. All right, divisional round.
Go ahead. You want to go? Okay, in a divisional.
Let's change the order every time just to keep the listeners confused.
Yeah, it's exciting.
In the divisional, I got the Jets beating the Chargers.
Ooh.
No, I'm tripping. I got the Jets losing to the Chargers. And I got the Bengals beating the Ravens.
So you got Bengals, Chargers in your title game over there.
Yeah. Right,
what about in the NFC?
I got the Cowboys coming into the Big Easy and getting that ass smacked. Smacked on the ass, getting gumbo poisoning. Everybody's getting gumbo poisoning because we sent them to a restaurant that did not store the gumbo properly the night before.
No.
They're a kitchen nightmare.
It's the Michael Jordan pizza in Salt Lake City. Yeah.
And then I got the Falcons losing to the Eagles.
Gotcha. All right, so you got Eagles.
Eagles, Saints.
All right.
All right. Like Carl,
The Saints are 18-1 now.
Okay. Oh, we've got two 18-1 teams meeting to go to the Super Bowl. Yes, this is exciting. Like Carl, I have the Bengals advancing to the AFC Championship game by beating the Bills. And also like Carl, I have the Chargers advancing to the AFC Championship game by upsetting my Chiefs. And then in the NFC, I have the Green Bay Packers upsetting the Detroit Lions, and I've got the Eagles beating the Cowboys.
So you got the Green Bay Packers going all the way to the conference championship?
I didn't, man. It just happened. I'm picking. I'm like, I just see this.
All of a sudden, my 18-1 Saints don't sound so crazy.
Who were their two playoff matchups? Who did they play in the previous round of the playoffs?
They play the
Niners.
49ers.
That's the one that I don't see, but
I think the 49ers might even have like a little bit of shade of like last year's Vikings, where we kind of know they're a bit fraudulent. Mm-hmm. And
so they start off like going like undefeated, like 4-0. They start off like 4-0.
Yeah, they go off, they get hot, and
they win a lot of close games.
But Brock Purdy's throwing for 210 yards a game, just not really showing a whole lot. And then, yeah, I've got the Eagles beating the Cowboys to go to the NFC Championship game.
I similarly have the Eagles. I have the Eagles beating the Saints. The Saints have cheesesteak poisoning.
Yeah,
they gotta go on
cheese
the road.
Steak poisoning. We go to DeLisandro's.
Yeah.
As opposed to Pat Sergino's.
And I also have the Cowboys losing in this round to the Niners. So I go Eagle-Niner rematch. This is a boring round for me because I'm picking a lot of the same teams.
I will say by that time it'll be very cold in Philadelphia, and that's what gets us.
That's what'll get you.
It's too cold out there.
Outdoors in January.
Yeah.
I also have the Jags losing in the cold in Cincinnati. Not as cold, but
they
still
get skyline chili poisoning.
They get skyline poisoning.
Trevor Lawrence can't handle it.
There's too much cinnamon in here.
I don't get it. It's not, you can't just have a bowl of it. Don't think of it as chili like that. It's a topping.
Yeah. It's bolognese.
Take the cans of the chili and make the dip at home. That's the best way.
I did that once. It did not come out good.
Oh, no. Oh, man. When it's done right. Then I have the Baltimore Ravens getting barbecue poisoning in Kansas City. Losing to the Chiefs.
The meat wasn't finished.
We go to Arthur Bryant's.
Who did the Chiefs?
Holds up.
The chicken was pink.
Who did the Chiefs have in the conference title game last year?
The Bengals.
So rematch. I'm picking fucking rematches in both.
Yeah.
Oh, that's boring of me. All right, whatever. All right, that's everyone for divisional round, right?
Yeah.
Conference championships.
All right, I have the Bengals beating the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl, and I have the Eagles beating those plucky Green Bay Packers.
The Cinderella story is over.
Clock has struck midnight. I've got the Bengals and the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Well, I boringly have the same. I have both the Eagles and Bengals. I have them both going on the road and winning in this round in Kansas City and San Fran. So I have also Eagles Bengals in my Super Bowl, Carl.
Okay. I got them Chargers going into Cincinnati and fighting through the skyline poisoning. And beating them 24-27.
Ooh.
And
they're going in and they're using Skyline like Popeye uses spinach.
Exactly.
They're getting eating Skyline it from
the can.
Power. Yeah.
They're eating it from the can.
Their biceps are bulging out.
Yeah,
little
you didn't
navy
even do
dentures.
Like you didn't even do the dip process. You didn't add the cream cheese.
Yeah,
you
nope.
didn't add the
during the anthem, they're standing there on the sidelines looking at the Bengals players just drinking straight from the can.
Yeah, Skyline chili, yeah.
If the Bengals ever win the Super Bowl, they have to dump a Gatorade container full of Skyline chili on Zach Taylor. They have to.
And I also have my scrappy 18-1 Saints.
Can they make it 19?
Going into Philadelphia on a snowy day when nobody picks them. Nobody picks them to win. Rodney, coach. who else? Drew Brees.
Don't Chris Sims.
Chris Sims. Who else? Coach. Who else is in there?
Coach Dungy.
Yeah, Coach
Dungy. New Orleans legends. Archie Manning.
Archie Manning don't pick us. Drew Brees don't pick us.
Pete Maravich
don't pick us.
Who else?
Morton Anderson.
Yeah, Louis Armstrong.
Morton Anderson. Bobby Hebert.
Lafayette. Who was
General Lafayette?
Thomas Jefferson.
General Lafayette. I think we go in there and we stun them 31-21. Cam Jordan has 19 sacks in the game.
So you have Bolts Saints. I mean, that'd be fun.
Now maybe I'm a little biased because those technically are my two favorite teams. But
are you a Bolts guy? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's my LA team.
Okay.
But I made them 16-1.
I love seeing Chargers hype and expectations because they always
you have do them well. Beating the Chiefs. You put them beating the
oh,
Chiefs
did
in
I?
The playoffs.
Oh, are
you
did
trying
I?
To put reverse am I, jinx?
Am I trying to pull something cosmically?
Yeah. I feel bad when they because and here's why another reason I feel bad about when they lose is because everybody online just goes, they're the second, they're the Clippers of NFL. Yeah.
Oh, like, don't bring the Clippers into this.
I know. But yeah, I know. It's like it's football season, man. Yeah. Don't bring the Clippers into this. And actually, at that point, it is basketball season. Yeah.
At that point, you just found out Kawhi tore something.
I know. Yeah. But yeah, I think Saints Chargers.
All right. What happens in your Super Bowl, Carl? Fire it off.
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
It is in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Derek Carr's homecoming.
Oh, Carr coming home.
Carr coming home.
Huge story.
And it's like the guys, sometimes when you got to the season, to the city, you spent 1 year in. Yeah. Sometimes a guy goes to Vegas, you worry the team's going to party too much, but the Saints have been in New Orleans all year, probably the second biggest party city with an NFL
used to
team.
It.
They're used to it.
Only thing I'm worried about is Alvin Kamara does find the guy that he broke his orbital bone.
Okay.
And he finishes the job.
And is he caught before the game, though?
He's not.
Halftime?
Final play.
Oh, final play.
The refs blow it dead. And baby.
Kamara like gets one in the flat, shakes everyone, and runs through the end zone into the back of a paddy wagon. he gets not carted off. He gets paddy wagoned off. They give him the Super Bowl MVP trophy in Cook County Jail.
In Cook County Jail.
Is that Cook County? No,
that
Clark,
is, County. Clark County.
Clark County. Clark Cook County, Chicago.
Yeah. Clark County is Las Vegas. I think we Derek Carr coming home to Las Vegas, and he's playing in that place that didn't respect him, that Legion Stadium. It didn't respect him. I'm going to be there. I'm singing the national anthem.
Lots happening in the next 6 months. Yeah.
We get to see Derek Carr hoist a Lombardi.
Yeah. Derek Carr win the Super Bowl this year. Saints going all the way. All the way.
I've got the Eagles coming back doing the only a couple of teams have ever come back from losing a Super Bowl and then coming back the next year to win. I think Patriots did it a few years ago. I've got the Eagles beating the shit out of the Bengals in the Super Bowl. It's a not fun Super Bowl.
I feel the same way. So we both took the Eagles all the way. I want to go on the record. I really fucking believe in Jalen Hurts, man. He, not just like on the field, but like every story that you hear about him, every quote from his teammates, he seems like a dream
teammate.
leader. Like going back to the story of like him getting benched in the national championship game for Tua.
Yep.
And like, a thing where a lot of guys probably would have pouted and been real sore about it. And he like rallied and became the big cheerleader and like composed himself in all the post game interview. Like, and then, you know, he transferred to Oklahoma and tore it up there. Like he just,
he's a good
he
dude.
Seems like he's got that combination of like chip on his shoulder, but also confident and like secure. I don't know.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. I hope that something happens to Philly, but like, I think they're loaded. I think getting Jalen Carter at 9 was a fucking steal. If he could keep his shit together, he's going to be a game wrecker.
What happened with that?
He fell from being like the probable number one non QB pick because he got arrested.
Well, he was part of that car accident that killed three
people.
Yeah, killed one of his teammates.
One of his teammates and a coach.
They kill a coach too?
Yeah.
Oh shit. That's not good.
No.
Brian's okay with the teammate.
But the coach. And then he left the scene came back. And then there was...
Then he showed up really fat for the combine.
His combine wasn't great. And then there were stories coming out of Georgia that he slacked off a lot in practice and just kind of coasted on being a crazy athlete.
Yeah.
So you guys both have the Cardinals having the first pick in the draft?
Yes.
I do, yeah.
I have the Panthers. The way the algorithm works, it has the Panthers, which would mean that the Chicago Bears would have the top pick in the draft.
They have the Panthers pick?
I think so, because the Panthers traded up.
They traded up to get
Bryce Young. So in this reality, in the Ryan NFL universe, the Bears have three of the top five, two of the top three picks.
They get Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison Jr. receiver. They're not going to pick a quarterback because Justin Fields is the guy.
But I mean,
anyone who gets the number one pick is either taking Caleb Williams or trading it.
Caleb is only a sophomore, right?
He's redshirt.
He's a junior.
He's eligible.
He's a redshirt. He's eligible this year.
He's number one. Yeah, he's going to be the guy.
So I think Harrison will go really high. But Caleb Williams is going number one regardless. Because even if you're a team who lands there who has your quarterback. There's going to be someone who wants to trade up for that, and they will pay
a fortune
out the ass.
Yeah.
Should we do our awards real quick?
Let's do awards, man.
MVP.
I
have Hurts.
I also have Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Across the board?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts across the board.
Unanimous foosballs. He's going to tear his ACL week one.
Yep, absolutely. offensive player of the year?
I zagged a little here. Look, realistically, I have Jalen Hurts for that too.
Mm. Yeah.
Because that's usually what happens. But last year it didn't, right? Jefferson won Offensive Player of the Year.
I feel like they've been skewing that a little bit now where they give it to the best skill position guy.
So in that spirit, I said, I think it's going to be a big year from Christian McCaffrey. I think if he gets a full healthy year playing in the Shanahan world, he could do some special
shit. I got
bad
news for you. I have him on a fantasy team. So
he's definitely
more than likely
fucked.
Not happening.
Offensive Player of the Year, you guys?
Offensive player of the year. Who would I take? As my offensive player of the year, I am going to take Zay Flowers.
Woo!
Not rookie of the year, but player.
Rookie of the year. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I had him for rookie of the year, too.
Yeah.
Who's your offensive player of the year? You could say Hurts again, but we're saying it's probably going to be like a wide out or running back.
Yeah. Come back to me.
All right.
I went Ja'Marr Chase.
I thought about him.
I got him first overall in our league.
Defensive player of the year. This is my homer pick. I did say TJ Watts gets another one this year. TJ Watt gets another one.
I'm going Quinnen Williams.
I like
it.
I like that pick.
He's in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's so good. I went Micah Parsons. I think this is the year.
Picked him last year and he let me down.
Yeah.
He didn't get it. They won.
And he was awesome. He was still awesome.
Get it last year?
I get sick of him. I'm so sick of him.
Yeah.
Who, Micah Parsons?
Yeah, just because Hassan is always talking about the Cowboys. And I tell him, don't text me Cowboys
friend
shit.
Friend of the pod, Hassan.
Yeah. Don't give a shit about the Cowboys.
All right, so Carl, you and I are both, for Offensive Rookie of the Year, we're both saying Zay Flowers.
Yeah.
I love that.
I like Zay Flowers.
I don't think any of the quarterbacks are going to have like a baller year.
No, I don't think so.
Or Bijan.
I took Bijan.
I almost took Bijan.
I tried to get him in the fantasy. I didn't get him. I'm not believing in him because of that.
I think I got him. Did I get him in our league? I think I did.
Yeah.
I was also, my number two would have been Jahmyr Gibbs because I think he'll catch a ton of balls.
I just don't know if him or Bijan will have quite the, like, I think they'll be great fantasy players. I don't know if they'll have like quite the load to be like Offensive Rookie of the Year or stay healthy. That's the thing is like Breece Hall could have probably had it last year, but he got hurt.
Yeah.
Who had it last year?
Garrett Wilson.
Of course.
If it was, probably three Jets.
The Jets really did last year get the best corner, best running back, and best wideout in the draft, maybe.
Truly. That's
I mean, Olave might be better than Garrett Wilson, but all right.
Talk about it. That's who's your offensive, player of the year? Chris Olave.
That's your guy?
Yeah.
There you go.
Makes sense. I mean, somebody from an 18-1
team. Yeah, someone's going to win. It's gotta be.
The Super Bowl champion's got to have somebody.
Defensive rookie of the year.
I want Jalen Carter.
Me too.
I don't know. So, yeah, I'll pick him too.
There's some, I mean, it's hard for defensive backs to win it. It's really impressive that Sauce Gardner did what he did last year because, like, DBs don't put up the like if you're like a lockdown corner like Champ Bailey, you're not putting up stats. The whole point is that like they can't throw to your side of the field and yeah. you're but like you don't have the flash. So like to actually win it for Sauce Gardner over
he
guys
had to come
like
in
Aiden
and be
Hutchinson,
the best
yeah.
cornerback in football,
which he fucking did.
Yeah. I did think about in that vein. Because, I mean, other cornerbacks have won. Marcus Peters won when he was yeah. a rookie.
He got a lot of picks.
Yeah, and I think. A guy that could do that is Emmanuel Forbes for Washington.
I think I saw that he's like the betting favorite or something.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was odd.
I just looked at this. I really did this wrong. I got to do this over again. I've got the Steelers going 10-7, but they're 0-6 in a division. They don't win any divisional games. They're going to win divisional
With
games.
10-1 outside of the division? Yeah. Interesting. All right.
Comeback player
or comeback.
Comeback player of the year, Teddy Bridgewater.
I don't even know where he is. Where is he?
Detroit.
So Goff goes down. I bet he could put up numbers if Goff
yeah,
went down.
It's possible.
I'm going to say Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I'm changing mine. Lamar, that's what I was about to say. I think that people are down on the Ravens. People do not want the Ravens to succeed.
I have the Ravens just missing the playoffs. I like the Ravens.
I have them winning a playoff game.
Yeah. I took the biggest comeback story of the year, DeMar Hamlin.
I saw that he's a betting favorite, and I guess that's just he's not going to do anything.
Just
he's not
by being
have
there,
stats, but
just by
just
stepping
be
onto
yeah,
the field,
that's not a bad call.
A political thing,
yeah. It's like when Alex Smith won times 1,000.
Yeah.
The moment Alex Smith just by making the active roster.
Oh man,
kind of
yeah,
won it
because his leg had become just a bone at one point.
Yeah,
he had a skeleton leg.
He had one skeleton leg. Yeah, DeMar Hamlin or his clone, depending on your politics. The guy that they replaced him with.
Definitely the clone.
Why do we need two DeMar Hamlins?
Because the one of them is dead from a vaccine.
Yeah, we can't have that.
Carl, you got to come. Are you thinking Lamar? Too?
I'm thinking Lamar, man.
All okay. right, coach.
I've got a tie, which is possible. Mm. I'm going to go D'Amico Ryans and Mike Tomlin.
Oh, woke, I see.
Tomlin should fucking get it at some point.
Woke.
What'd you say?
Woke.
Woke.
Let's see, who else? And Romeo Crennel.
Hugh Jackson.
And Lovie Smith.
Coach Dungy yeah. when he's picking. And
Brian Flores.
Roy Johnson from BSI.
Eddie Robinson from yeah. Grambling.
They
from,
split the vote and they each deserve it.
Yeah. Coach Prime.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Yeah. I'm going to go. Who's D'Amico Ryans coaching for? Houston?
Yep.
Nah, they're gonna suck.
He was the last guy. We were talking earlier about IDP in fantasy. D'Amico yeah. Ryans was my guy for
your
IDP.
Yeah.
That's like 135 tackles every year.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Dennis Allen.
That's actually that's who I have as yeah. well.
I think thought about it.
Him or. Robert Saleh is coaching the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him yeah. Or, those would be the.
I don't think he would. Would he get credit for a big.
No, he wouldn't. No, they no. would. The narrative would be Rodgers. And that's why I'm going Dennis Allen.
I have the text. Usually, coach of the year is won by somebody that turns, that goes from worst to first. And I was having a hard time picking that this year. Mm-hmm. Dennis Allen would make a lot of sense. But I have D'Amico Ryans because I have them going on a pretty good like winning streak after starting off small. And actually, I think the Texans have some talent. I think they have a good offensive line. I think Damian Pierce is good. And
you know who I hope winds up being good for them is that Mechie.
Yeah. I think he'll be solid. And they've got good players on defense. I think Will Anderson is. I
he
almost picked him
could
for,
have been a defensive rookie
I
of the
almost
year
picked
for
him
sure.
for defensive rookie of the year. And I think Derek Stingley's good too. Yeah. And Jalen Petrie. They got good players.
All right. Are we going to pick Walter Payton?
Yes, the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Man of the Year Award?
It's a tough one to pick. I remember I got this one year and it was crazy.
Same. It was
Chris Long.
It was J.J. Watt after the hurricane stuff.
All right, so we had a hurricane. I'm going to say Justin Herbert since we had a hurricane here in L.A.
No, Herbert's
his heroics during the hurricane?
His heroics.
I put Tyler Lockett because he was their nominee. Here's my thinking. He was their nominee for last year. Every team has like a nominee and then someone's picked. So I know he must be in the conversation.
Yep.
I think he's getting a little older. And he's probably less focused on football and more focused on charity work. And I guess maybe in my narrative, there's a hurricane in Seattle and there's a video that goes viral on TikTok of Tyler Lockett cleaning Starbucks off of a seagull that's covered in coffee.
It's got to be a hurricane if you want to win.
It went through the Starbucks, the original
Starbucks.
Walter Payton
Man of the Year Award. My Walter Payton Man of the Year Award goes to Cam Hayward.
Hell yeah.
He's been nominated.
He was our nominee.
He's been nominated a couple times. He getting rolls. Older. I think this is the year he breaks through.
From the Steelers?
Yep.
Breaks my heart how good Ohio State players are for the Steelers and how mostly bad Michigan guys have been for us. But like Cam Hayward, Shazier, Santonio Holmes won a Super Bowl MVP. Ohio State guys who go to Pittsburgh do well.
They play well.
And Michigan guys are fucking Devin Bush. Hey, Lamar Woodley, though, that's still my jersey that I rock.
Yeah.
Because then I got an Antonio Brown jersey, and that went fucking sideways.
Oh, we could talk about him for another hour.
Yeah.
But Kevin's got to go, y'all. We'll see you next week, and we'll talk about our fantasy drafts.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on real quick. James just sent me a quote from Sean Payton to Russell Wilson. Sean Payton said, "Will you fucking stop kissing all the babies? You're not running for public office."
Yeah. Yeah, he's so worried about his damn image.
Yeah. Mr. Unlimited.
Broncos country. Unlimited.
Broncos country.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. Foosball's country.
Let's ride.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.